Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This episode covers Notice 2007-36, an administrative guidance from the IRS issued in 2007. In August 2005, Hurricanes Katrina, Rita, and Wilma damaged the Gulf Coast. Congress responded with tax relief. One part was the Gulf Opportunity Zone Act of 2005. It created a bonus depreciation rule for property placed in service in the GO zone. Section 1401.D gave a 50% first-year depreciation allowance for qualified property. The IRS issued Notice 2007-36 to explain how this worked. The notice focused on two rules. First, original use. Property had to be new in the GO zone. If it was used before, it didn't qualify under the same rules as brand new assets. Second, placed in service. Property built inside the zone had one set of rules. Property made outside the zone but used inside it had another. The notice explained how to trace assets to the zone for the bonus. These rules mirrored Section 1068.K, the General Bonus Depreciation Law. That means case law and guidance on Section 1068.K often helped apply the GO zone rules. For example, if a building component was installed in the zone, its original use and placement mattered just like under regular bonus rules. In a cost segregation study, this notice matters for properties in Louisiana, Mississippi, or Alabama during the GO zone period. The study identifies components that qualify for the 50% bonus under Section 1401.D. The notice confirms how to apply original use and placed in-service tests in this special zone. The notice also appears in the Stein LLC case. That was a rare lawsuit over GO zone bonuses. The IRS's position on original use and placement, as outlined in the notice, directly shaped the court's analysis. But there are limits. The GO zone bonus only applied to the designated disaster area. Outside it, regular Section 1068.K rules applied. Also, the notice is guidance, not a binding regulation. It explains the IRS's view but doesn't carry the full force of law. A careful study would still need to document how assets meet the notice's test to avoid disputes. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's assets meet these rules, check the legal analysis section of your report.